Roche Kester, the director at LGBTI and Others at Gauteng. Roche, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Wasanga. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome to Gauteng. I hear that it's a new town, it's a new move for you.
Well, actually, I've been here for 2 years. I'm still adjusting. I don't know if I count as yet as a Gautenger, but we'll see how it goes.
And it seems that they're not going too bad as a director at the LGBTI and others at Gauteng Premier's office. This is very progressive.
Yes, definitely. But it's also been a long time coming, way before I even arrived here, Wasanga. So activists have been calling for this type of desk from the office of the Premier since about 2014. And finally, this has come into fruition.
And can you let us in on the role that you'll be playing there and what the purpose of the desk will be?
So in essence, the desk is going to act as a measure of oversight of governmental departments. Currently, Gauteng has a plan which they call Growing Gauteng Together 2030, which has a few objectives. And within those objectives, it's also to ensure that LGBTI persons within every department, that there are directives and also programmatic activities that serve LGBTI persons. So in essence, the desk then serves to ensure a measure of accountability, a measure of monitoring and evaluation of these programmatic activities, and also seeing how effective they are in speaking to the needs of LGBTI persons within the Gauteng province.
We often hear about representation quite a lot and the importance of it. Can you take us through that? And also, I do believe that the environment must be conducive. You can't just place a person that is diverse in an organization where they may be isolated and none of those viewpoints or even those specific objectives are executed. How important is that environment with regards to the representative as well?
It's paramount, Wasanga, because I think for a lot of LGBTI people, there are certain micro and macro aggressions that they face on a daily basis. And, you know, it stems from misgendering, from people not using the correct pronouns, but then also just whatever service providers they encounter, how they are questioned around their gender expression and how they move in the world. And so for an environment to be conducive for LGBTI person, there needs to be a measure of education in terms of, you know, unpacking what it means about the diversity of sexual orientation, gender identity and expression, and then also sex characteristics. But more so, also creating an environment where there's not administrative and structural violence toward LGBTI people. So we're talking about things like inclusive forms, we're talking about bathrooms that are not binary. We're talking about visibility in environments that ensure that, you know, there's normalization of people who are diverse in their orientation and their gender diversity as well, and how they also are able to fulfill a measure of dignity in those spaces.
How do you plan to tackle legacy issues? As with any organization, there may be an old way of doing things. What's your approach to those legacy issues that you might encounter or you most likely will encounter?
Yeah, I think government's synonymous for having red tape and there's a lot of bureaucratic structures. Unfortunately, you know, these processes do stay in place. But I think with measures of innovation in terms of how we ensure that people are held accountable, that is the difference between ensuring that the work actually gets done. And I think within various government departments, there have been efforts to ensure that there are, you know, programs available for LGBTI person, but it's also about identifying the gaps and seeing where government has until this point not been able to provide to the needs of LGBTI people. So a lot of consultation processes, a lot of involving the community in these kind of dialogues, and then also just ensuring, you know, that whoever's championing this within the department speaks to their mandate and that there's a complete oversight of these arenas.
You talked about service providers and how they may be caught and be a part of the problem. How do you plan to make sure, or with the, I know the importance of, you may mention the importance of internal training as well before you can extend yourself to the greater community?
Yes, definitely. So within government structures itself, there's a lot of work to do. You know, we have to work on sensitizing people about issues around LGBTI people and the queer community. Queer communities in general. But I also think it's about speaking to what's currently in our constitution. You know, these things aren't new. We know we've got the equality clause that speaks to non-discrimination. It's also just about what this means in an implementation manner. So if we're going to speak about how we're going to combat discrimination, there needs to be a pathway or at least a roadmap to ensure that within every sector of government, there's an adherence to uphold these values, you know, in our constitution. We know, for instance, that we've got pieces of legislation that also speak to the protection of LGBTI people and victims in general of hate crimes, like the Victims Charter, the Botshabelo Principles, and it's drilling those type of documents within the government departments that speak to relevance to ensure that they are aware of it, but also that there's a measure of actionable things that come from those documents to make it a living reality for LGBTI people.
I love that you mentioned actionable. And we know the danger of titles as well. And congratulations to you. If you've just joined us, we're speaking to Roche Kester, who's been appointed the director of the LGBTI Plus and Others Desk in the office of the Gauteng Premier. Typically, we find a top-down bureaucratic approach when it comes to government. How are you planning to make sure that you have enough buy-in and support to implement your mandate?
Well, I think I'm fortunate in the fact that I've worked in civil society organizations for some time. And, you know, there was always a partnership in relation to collective working, but also how we approach government. And I think civil society, those on the ground will tell you, you know, as much as we contest with government, there is also a need for this notion of working together. And I think within those sections, you know, I've been at the other end of calling government out numerous times and kind of being the head girl of, you know, holding them accountable to the issues. And now I'm on the other side. But in essence, it's also about fostering those relationships, ensuring that when there is a ask, that it is followed through, you know, building those relationships so that there's a measure of trust and also execution of the things that is asked by for the community. And I think that's what will be important in this role going forward.
Roche, thank you so much for your time. And in you, I do believe they have found a more than capable ally. All the best.
Thank you so much, Osanga. Have a good morning.